You, if you'd like to call in and you'd like to talk about assistance that you might be able to lend to some of these farmers in the Northern Cape, you can do so. 021-446-0567 and WhatsApp on 072-567-1567. You heard Francie Schoeman talk about the challenges that they're going through on their farm in Wilson, in the Wilson, at least in the Karoo. But now you also heard her talk about Bera Burga. Now, Bera Burga and his team at Groote Hulp certainly are giving back hope to farmers and those starving animals by delivering fodder. But Bera is currently in Dublin, in Ireland. Bera, thank you very much for joining us on the show today.
Good morning. How are you, man?
Very good, man. You're doing such great work. So let me just take my hat off to you and the team that supports you, Bera. Let's talk a little bit about the work you've been doing in Dublin, Ireland, to help the farmers.
Thank you very much. And yes, we're in Dublin at this moment with some South African singers as well. They invited us to a South African Day this coming Saturday up in Newbridge, up in the north of Dublin, the north of Ireland. So we are visiting Dublin. We came here earlier this week. So here for the week, we are doing some warm up work for this coming weekend. And I know they already sold more than 500 tickets for this weekend. So it's going to be a full sokkie, like we call it in Afrikaans, on Saturday night.
Oh, lekker.
Saturday during the day, they're going to have cook sisters and pannekoek and jaffles and everything there. It's like going to be like a proper Karoo Platteland Bazaar almost. So Saturday during the day, we're going to watch rugby. After the rugby, they're going to have like a bazaar thing there in the SA Day. And then after that, they're going to have a proper sokkie with South African singers there.
Oh, that is so cool. And you're trying to obviously raise money for the farmers. And once again, no, do you... you were saying?
No, we're trying to do... Like, we've got a few South African rugby players already, well, that's playing over here in Ireland. We know a guy like CJ Standard playing for Ireland at this moment. Mm. A few of them came together and they said they want to help us. So they already got some funds from friends. So they're also going to deliver a check to us on Saturday. So it's actually going to be a nice day Saturday, I think.
That's wonderful, wonderful, and all for a good cause as well. It's so good to see South Africans coming together across the globe to help and assist. And it's always something I take away. Yeah, how much money are you trying to raise, Bera?
We're trying to raise, well, I always say if we can only raise one truck of maize at every fundraiser we do, that's always good because tomorrow we're delivering to trucks of maize to Aberdeen. We are delivering trucks to Riedbron in the Karoo or near Beaufort West. Mm. We are doing, we've got a new thing that we are doing since about 4 or 5 months ago, what you call a noodspens in Afrikaans, an emergency spens with people. Mm. We will actually deliver food and stuff people need in their houses. Because the thing is, the farmers at this stage, except for the fodder and the maize we deliver on the farms, the farmers at this stage don't have money to buy food for their own houses. I had a call the other day from a lady who actually called me and said to me, listen here, Bera, we don't even have sanitation stuff for me and my daughters.